Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here back on this Sunday, having a great weekend so far, man. Super productive, getting a lot done. Just, man, we gonna keep this thing going, bro. We gonna keep it going. And as far as my workouts, man, just I made like a big shift in my workouts. I'm liking the new plan I put myself on. So, listen, everything all good over here, man. So, I got one request though. If it is your first time watching, I ask one thing, man. And you probably wondering what that thing is. You probably wondering, who is this guy with the shades on, with the black shirt and the chain, looking like Martin with the Rottweilers? I need you to hit the like button if it's your first time watching. This is the coolest fitness podcast out, the illest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We got the most haters out of any other fitness podcast out. We got the most backlash out of any other fitness podcast out. And this is the funniest fitness podcast out. And at this point, it's not a debate. You know what I'm saying? You see how people get triggered. You see how they talk about us. You see what they say. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The other day, what they say, I was a comedian or something. Something like that. Oh, I can't talk about that. My bad. Oops. Anyway, if you are returned, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button as well. And if you are part of the legendary playback gang who keeps the show going, AKA the PBG. Shout out to the Playback Gang. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, before we get this show going, man, I just got to say one thing, man. This is fitness, content creation, business, whatever it is you do, man. Like, I'm not trying to be on no motivational shit right now, but I just had something happen recently and I got hella criticism for it. But, you know, with that thing that I did that I got criticism for, it turned into new clients. It turned into more money in my pocket. It turned into the highest views ever. It turned into what, like over 1,500 subscribers on YouTube within the past couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Just do you. Just do your thing, man. Stop listening to folks and stop giving a fuck what they got to say. And with all that being said, let's get in these comments and keep this thing going. Dom DeMarco. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Coach K, what up? Happy belated birthday to Coach K. Make sure y'all tell Coach K happy birthday. Coach K been on the show before. Jennifer, what up? Whoa. Let's give a round of applause for Tasha, man. Let's give a round of applause for Tasha. First of all, yeah, Tasha, I'm on your ass. Tasha ain't been on the live in, what, 2-3 months? Probably less than that, but I'm going to hype it. 2-3 months. And she went to Hampton Homecoming and was showing out. She got a new body and started showing out.
Nope.
Who you think you are, Tasha? And Mr. Live, too.
Nope.
Yeah, Tasha, I ain't letting that slide. It's like, nah. These lateral step-ups. Yeah, those are hard, man. Gina, what's going on? Looks like you are growing it back. Gina, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Gina was yelling at me because I cut my hair. What's up with the amount of women that yelled at me because I cut my hair is ridiculous.
What?
Like, why are y'all hating? You ever plan on getting 405 bench? Yeah, I'm going to get there eventually. I've been having some shoulder issues, but I'm working my way back. So I'm like doing around 315. I've just been keeping it there. But I'm pushing for it. Mike Hawkins, shout out to Hawk. 49ers won. Nobody cares about the 49ers. You and Spider-Mo, get out of here with that. Jennifer, what up? You got the Nutri-Mill plans? Okay. Jay Sharp, he's back in the building.
He's back!
ADM, best fitness podcast in the world. Absolutely, period. Thank you. Tasha laughing. If your gym workouts are consistently interrupted by a ninja climbing around you, don't watch the podcast and get a new gym. Yeah, get Spider-Mo ass out of here. Unk back early. Yes, sir. Nobody cares about the Cowboys. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Right. Marco.
We got, you didn't have to body shame. You didn't have to body shame me. Don't body shame me. You didn't have to body shame me. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Gene says, see Marty, what up? Happy I caught the Sunday Live headphones, shirt, and the couch match today, bro. Appreciate that, bro. All right, let's get this thing started, man. Let's see if this guy body shamed this girl.
Ain't body shaming. Just because I work out every day, that doesn't mean I'm body shaming.
Yeah, but it's the fact that you said I don't like big stomachs. Like, you don't have to say it like that.
That's the truth.
So the guy said, I don't like big stomachs, and this girl is saying that's body shaming.
Nope.
Well, what you want him to say? Can someone not like big stomachs without body shaming? What the hell is going on here?
You don't have to express yourself in that matter.
I probably could have worded it differently. But
yeah,
I
you should have.
No, you shouldn't have worded it differently. Don't bend your knee. You said what you said, brother. Stand 10 toes.
I shouldn't. I could say it the way I want. But
okay.
I didn't want to try to offend nobody. That's the way it is, though. I don't like big stomachs. That's what it is. Y'all say y'all don't like what y'all like.
If she don't want a dude that's 5'5", she going to let us know. If she don't want a ninja that's broke, she going to let us know. If she don't want a ninja that don't brush his teeth, she gonna let us know. So what's the problem with saying you don't want somebody with a big stomach? It's getting crazy out here. And all this does is enable our women to stay big. This enables our women to keep the stomach. It's getting crazy out here.
We gotta accept that. Y'all gotta take it the same way.
Right. You could have just said I like fit girls. You know, I like girls that keep themselves in shape.
You probably would have said the same thing regardless how I said it. You still sounds body shaming no matter how I worded it.
Okay.
Exactly. That brother's right. This body shaming culture has it has people now just looking for something to be mad at. Anytime you don't accept something that ain't fat, out of shape, big stomach, thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Anytime you don't accept it nowadays, they're gonna label you one of those names. Body shaming, fat phobic, whatever the fuck it is. All right. You got to get to the point where you just don't care. All right. You got to stand on business. Now, obviously, don't go out and intentionally offend someone. But I mean, this is ridiculous. This is just soft. Right. And if someone is this soft where they can't accept the truth, they don't need to be around you. Remove yourself from that situation. Stop hanging out with them. Don't talk to her. Don't go on a date with her. Don't go on a date with him because there's some soft ass ninjas out here, too. But this right here is crazy. We're going to look at it again.
But I ain't body shaming. Just because I work out every day, that doesn't mean I'm body shaming.
Yeah, but it's the fact that you said I don't like big stomachs. Like,
and she a little thick, too. That's the only reason she feels some type of way.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
She's a little thick. She's a cute girl, but that's the only reason she feels some type of way. So because, and this is my thing, if you make the decision to not work out, if you make the decision not to live an active lifestyle, That's what you chose. And the way it sounds now, you're supposed to be happy about it. You're supposed to be not be a gym girl. Gym girls are bad. They said gym girls stink. They said gym girls are built like elementary school girls. So be happy that you're not a gym girl and don't get triggered by it. But that's how you know it's bullshit.
That's the truth.
You don't have to express yourself in that matter.
I probably could have worded it differently. But
yeah, you should have.
No, don't word it differently.
I could say it the way I want. But
okay.
I didn't want to try to offend nobody. That's the way it is, though. I don't like big stomachs. That's what it is. Y'all say y'all don't like what y'all like. We got to accept that. Y'all got to take it the same way.
Right. You could have just said I like fit girls. You know, I like girls that keep themselves in shape.
You probably would have said the same thing regardless how exactly. I said it. You still sounds body shaming, no matter how I worded it.
Okay.
Again, shout out to this brother here for speaking the truth. And this sensitivity, and this is black men and black women. That's why we got fucked up relationships in the black community.
I'm not going to say what
you can't
race,
tell nobody the
people,
truth. You can't tell nobody the truth. God forbid you tell black women, yeah, y'all got to get in the gym. That ain't going to work. Tell black men they need to get in the gym too.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm focused on this money.
What?
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm being real. Y'all can tell me I hate black people and all that. It ain't hate. This is real. This is love. But this shit is ridiculous, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get this. Let's keep this episode going. Brown Baldy, what up? Just did racquetball for 90 minutes. That's good cardio. That's surprising because many women want men to cut their hair. My cat is named Tasha. Marsha, what up? Shy, what up? Seth, what up? And yet they claim it's their preference when clowning on short guys.
What?
That's the thing, ladies. You can't sit here and talk about Lil D, short guys, broke guys, insecure guys, raised by a single mother guys. The list goes on. We could do the whole podcast on this shit. Ladies, y'all can't do this and then get mad when somebody say he don't want somebody with that fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa
B&B. That's the he a real man if he take that fupa, huh?
Bitch, that become my fupa B&B.
Belly, belly.
Honestly, going back and forth about this is a waste of time, but he doesn't like fat women, so it is what it is. The man is standing on his business. We all have to be honest. Good for him. Yeah, that's one thing I learned. I don't take no comments back. I said what I said. She's beautiful, though. Looks comfy. Gina.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, Gina, we're not doing that shit today, okay? Go back meal prepping and go back to doing whatever. I think I've seen you doing some push-ups or something the other day. Go back, do some more push-ups. Come in here with that attitude, all right? See, that's what the ladies do. It looks comfy though. It's real. It looks really comfy on her. What? Come on, Gina. When you don't meet the criteria, you're still going to be hurt and get in their feelings. Absolutely. Quincy Nicole, what up? Shorty will be the first one to height shame a man though. Exactly.
What?
These Pop the Balloon 20v1 shows are too ninja-ish for me, C. Marty. I love my people though. Good afternoon. Yeah, we need to, they need to end Pop the Balloon shows in 2025, please. I mean, 2026. I hope so. They expect every black man to want to look at a fat woman like they're a whole meal that they'll take forever to finish. Whoa, that's
nope.
That's crazy. That's AG, what up? I don't get why people bother going on. Exactly. Let's keep it a stat. Women like her are used to ninjas putting her on a pedestal. She light-skinned and cheeked up, so she feeling herself. And ninjas going to be thirsty for that. It don't matter. I'm going to be honest. With black, when it comes to black men, it don't matter. Light-skinned, dark-skinned, brown-skinned. If it's a fat ass there, it don't even matter what the face look like. I'm just being honest. It don't matter. Black men are down bad.
Nope.
Right? Uh-oh, Gina. Yeah, Gina got kicked out. Yeah, comfy is insane. These pot of balloons are too coonish for me. Fortunately, had to freeze my PT session at the gym thanks to the government shutdown. Yeah, the government shutdown messed up a lot of things, but we ain't going to talk about that today. We're going to keep it fitness today, man, because we could go in on that. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's keep this episode going. All right. If you have kids around, this video is a little wild. I'm just giving you all the warning. But this one is not what you're gonna think it's about black women, because there's an issue with black women in the video.
Nope.
But my issue is the black men in this video. The black man in this video, I should say. We're going to take a trip to TLC, the TV network. Whatever the new 600-pound show is, somebody drop it in the comments. I saw this, and this was diabolical. I didn't know how crazy this was. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
Can you lift me up while we in this water?
Let me see. Try to be Hercules for a minute.
Hercules, Hercules.
Jesus Christ.
My boyfriend Wendell and I have been together for 6 years. He slid in my DMs a couple times, and I ignored him.
Oh, brother. Brother, if you getting curved by that, it's time for some serious self-improvement. If you getting curved by that, it's time for some serious self-improvement.
But once he wrote me and said, hey, could I take you out to dinner? I was like, oh, well, you should have started with that.
Oh, well, he found her weakness.
Sir? Ain't this how it went?
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, brother. And this
brother,
is the thing, man.
This guy stinks!
I'm going to continue this video, but the thing about it is...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is people will say, well, she's big and she has a man.
Nope.
She's big and somebody loves her.
Nope.
This ninja don't have no choice. Who else want... ladies, anybody in the chat find this ninja attractive? Ladies, step forward and let me know if he's cute and handsome, if this is your type, because I highly doubt it.
Nope.
So what y'all don't realize is, not y'all on this podcast, y'all don't realize that when these men... love these 600-pound, 700-pound women, who else is going to take them? Literally, no normal woman wants that guy. So he's going to take what he can get. He's going to take what he can get. That's not a compliment.
So far.
I was so far. Woo! Let me drown in this little...
I don't know. It's just something about bigger women, like heavyset women that I like.
It's something about bigger women and heavy-set women that you like. Mm. Brother, it don't matter what woman you like. She's curving you.
Nope.
It don't matter. You got to take the heavy-set woman. You got to take the low-hanging fruit, bottom-of-the-barrel woman. No disrespect. Brother, come on, man. You eat a sandwich. Subway, Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's. Get a sandwich, man. You ain't got no choice, brother. Come on, man.
I like to play with her. With her arms and stuff, I like to grab up on her, you know, play with her.
You like to play with her arms because you can't play with a regular woman-sized arms.
Building rolls and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like all of it, you know?
I feel like, okay.
I bet he do.
This a whole lot. So if I get something else that's a whole lot, that's going to be hot. But he...
So you walk around in gluttony, but you too good for a big man.
Big back activity.
You too good for a man that's your size. These women have lost their fucking mind in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
He is the smallest I have ever dated. Ever.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, I feel light now.
Oh, yeah. She feel light in that water, huh?
Girl, you feel light, light.
Look at that, man. Come on, bro.
Man, chill.
And then to do this on camera, just no class, bro. Mm. You see what type of people we're dealing with.
Chill. People assume larger people can't be intimate. But our sex life is just fine. No complaints. You have any complaints?
The only thing we can't do is she's not able to get on top.
Oh, she can't. Oh, man.
Oh, bro.
Stinks!
Oh, listen to what he said. Listen to what she said.
Excuse me. I am able to get on top. I just don't want to because that's a lot of work. And big girl get tired.
Yeah, you get tired walking up a flight of steps. You get tired getting out the car. So I bet it is no on top action for you.
If that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well don't say I can't. I could climb up there.
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy
we're cooked. And listen, I know y'all gonna say I'm mean. I don't care, but you understand that the delusion that comes with this, being that size, look at the delusion that comes with it from the woman's side and then from the man's side too. He really trying to convince us that that's what he prefers. You can't say that's your preference when that's the only thing you could get. That is your only option, bruh. He walk up in Gold's Gym, he's not getting no chicks.
Nope.
Planet Fitness, no chicks.
Nope.
Lifetime.
Nope.
One Life.
Nope.
What's another gym, y'all? 24-Hour Fitness.
Nope.
LA Fitness.
Nope.
I mean, it's crazy out here, man. So I don't know why people act like the way you look doesn't determine the type of partner you could get or even the type of the type of lifestyle in general that you live. So, hey, that's what it is. If you want to be that big, you're going to attract that type of guy. And if you're that type of guy, you're going to attract that big. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Y'all are in this comment section going insane. Jumma, what's going on? Just came from working out. Okay. All right. See you later, brother. Man, that whale is drowning in the pool. What in the world? Low standard having ass ninjas.
Ninjas.
Bro got curved, but he can't curve around her. That was crazy. I'm glad I'm not eating yet. Thanks, Marty. Oh, sorry. Well, you should have started with that. Exactly. You should have hit her off bucks. What you wanted to eat, baby? He looked like R. Kelly cousin. Most ladies dating that kind of man. Uh-oh. Oh, not dating that kind of man. They not. I'm going to send you I forgot to send you the link, bro. Rise and Rise. Hold on, y'all, while I send Rise and Rise this link. But yeah, most ladies ain't dating that, so I don't even know why they be sitting here lying to us. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I got a good man. See, she got a man and she's 600 pounds. I'm just going to stay right where I'm at. She's 600, so I can stay 300. Big ass. It don't work like that. They made for each other. Ready? Remind me to flush. Never mind. I'm going to be. Oh, my God. Okay. How is she out of breath by floating? 5 to 10 years before she dies? That's crazy. That Bama ass ninja right there making us look bad. Bro, need those Arby steak nuggets. Ew. What in the Jack Sprat eats no fat hell is going on? Shy, what? Opening the live and the first thing I saw was a floating beluga whale. You saw one of these? Yeah, that's a double, triple, quadruple kneecap. Brother has dusty big mama arm fetish. She better hope she doesn't roll over him. Yeah, because he's cooked. Who's more mentally ill, her, him, or the people that actually watch these shows? That's a great question. She's not light, is buoyancy. I don't even know what that is, Ronif. We already knew who was doing all the work. And she got the nerve to talk some shit. Yeah, she in here talking shit. Yeah, you know, I ain't want him at first. You know, I just wasn't really, shut your ass
shut
up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She gets tired existing. Yeah, you got more muscle than him. Shaking my damn head. I don't get it. Me neither. Waiting for the life insurance policy. Y'all funny as hell, bro. I'd rather be the loneliest ninja in the world. Same here. Is that a sweatshirt or a tie you're modeling? Shy, what are you talking about? Shy, you put like 4 comments in here. I don't know what you're talking about. Shy, what are you talking about? Yo. He would get a different kind of woman in a multi-universe. Yep. It's so crazy out here. They finna make a big back gym with French fries and 5 guys inside. Planet Fitness already started that. They started with the piece of the bagels and the donuts. It's sad, but looks do matter. More attractive. you are the more options you have. Absolutely. Joe Thomas, what up? It's like watching National Geographic. Marty Marr, my guy. Oh, shout out to Rob Goff, one of my college teammates in the building. What's good, bro? Oh, man, what's going on? Rise and rise. What's good, brother? Like, oh, my bad, bro.
Geographic.
You got to get some headphones, bro. You got the, I can hear myself over there.
My college teammates.
Oh, yeah, you got to get some headphones, bro. Well, with all that being said, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at, man? What is this? Oh, yeah. So we had the situation. Y'all remember a couple weeks ago, we had Ashanti, and she had the baby. I guess it was this year. Yeah, she had the baby this year. She was on the beach. People were talking about her body. Some people liked it. Some people were praising her. But at the end of the day, we know she looks like how women look after they have a baby. She wasn't at her peak, and nobody was really trying to make fun of her. But let's see what men had to say about it and women's response to that. So with all that being said, let's get this video going and make sure y'all hit the like button.
Videos being made for educational purposes only. Long titty, no testy, motivational speaker and brand ambassador Nino Brown took to the internet to talk about Ashanti's after baby body. He said, and I quote, "Damn, Ashanti done got big. That baby really blew her up. I hope she gets back in the gym and gets back down to her 'see my days are cold without you.'" See, that post got over 7,000 likes. And Nino responded by saying, "Well, I'm just telling the truth. And anybody that knows me knows I love a good truth teller. So let's talk truth. It's true that after a woman has a baby, their bodies change."
We know the bodies change, but I don't think anybody should be making fun of a woman's body because it changed after the baby. But the issue was people were online acting like that was the best version of Ashanti we've ever seen, which it's not true. We're not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it just wasn't true. But this guy had no business talking. Let's check it out.
Not only does their metabolism slow down, but they deal with postpartum depression. A lot of women feel like they need to snap back to prevent persecution, such as this. Ashanti looks absolutely gorgeous and was just trying to enjoy a day at the beach with her family.
All right, get to the point, girl.
It's true that breastfeeding changes the shape of a woman's breast. Not all of us are as lucky as Nino to have a nice, supple...
And see, look at that. If you're going to be talking about women's bodies, fellas... You better have your shit together. You better not have boobs yourself.
Nope.
I mean, come on, guys. Come on, guys. This is getting crazy out here, man.
Perky protruding cleavage. Some of us have to deal with the cards we were given. If you don't know who Nino Brown is, don't worry. None of us did before this. Nino usually shoots his content from his neck bumps and Beijing-filled beard up, but I was...
Yeah, fellas. You can't be out here looking pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And you sitting here talking about women after they had a baby. Guys, get y'all shit together. I know guys are visual, so we're going to talk about women more, but this right here is ridiculous.
Able to get a full body pic, and you guessed it, Nino's what I like to call a thicker than a snicker. Body shaming a woman that just had a baby is nasty work. Not all of us are as lucky as Nino to have childbearing hips, thick thighs, and apple-sized areolas. He should be uplifting women such as himself instead of bragging and boasting. Anyways, I got the exclusive footage of Nino inside of his house during his morning routine.
All right, this part was corny, but the whole reason I'm but shout out to her for holding him accountable. That part, she got corny as shit. She was doing too much. But anyway, fellas, y'all be so quick to have something to say. And, you know, we got the lowest testosterone ever. Ever in history, in U.S. history, right? We got more men built like aunties now, more men built like stepmothers, grandmothers, nieces. mother-in-laws, mothers, and the list goes on. But we got to get it together, man. And I'm going to just is from a trainer perspective. Maybe other trainers feel differently, but most of my inquiries and most of my clients are from women. As much as we talk about women, they're the ones trying to get it together. Guys be the ones content and not doing shit and thinking because they played sports years ago that it's okay, and they could just stay the same, and it don't work like that,
nope,
man. Get y'all shit together, or just don't have expectations for women out here, and don't post on social media about it. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. You good now, Kobe? All right. All right. Straight, bro?
Oh, yeah. I'm good now. I don't know why I was freezing like that.
Yeah, that joint was a little choppy, a little messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got any thoughts on that video?
Man, you cooked on it, bro. I mean, really, that's... First of all, that ninja looked like he got a breast job, dog. I was like, hey.
Yeah, that shit was horrible.
That shit was bad. But nah, you was cooking because, like, before you start talking about other people, you probably need to make sure you get yourself together first.
And that's all facts. Oh, yeah, man. And let's get through these comments real quick. Is that a sweatshirt or a tee? Oh, this is a long sleeve tee. He got real cleavage. Hold up. How you going to talk and you mad out of shape, bro? At least get in the gym before you start talking. Absolutely. Thanks. Work on your cardio. What's going on? Women are likely to humble themselves and reach out for help. I'm just not about training any cheap bum ass people. All facts. All right, man. We got a trip. We're gonna take a trip to TikTok. And Mike got a comment. Ninja swear they can snap back too because they scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game for Polk High in 1964. Al Bundy head ass.
They stay talking, boy, like they can do tomorrow. Like, bro, stop.
Facts. All right, we got this whole situation about Brown Buddy. I went to Magic City Classic football game 2 weeks ago, and the number of big backs and out of shape college kids I saw was diabolical. Insane, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, a lot of these kids are really built bad, bro. It's sad. Like, they being like 8th grade, 225. Like, bro, what? Like, how the fuck?
I don't know
fuck?
What they doing. They feeding these kids, man, and not even, like, pushing fitness. And that's the crazy thing about it. That's why Trump.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, they signed an executive order to get these kids in shape. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's why Uncle T trying to switch it
up,
man.
Look at my African American over here.
They going to cancel me. But anyway, we back to this conversation about women being 200 pounds, and apparently it's okay. Apparently, that's what they saying. So we'll see.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If Kobe agrees, and we'll see if y'all agree. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
So they arguing on Twitter right now about women being 200 plus pounds. All the men who don't get women are currently on Twitter having a back and forth with women and men.
So keep in mind, if you say a woman shouldn't be 200, you don't get women, apparently.
People about how they just need slim ass women under 200 pounds. They need 150 pound women, basically. A bunch of niggas who don't even touch women.
Okay.
Arguing about what women need to be size-wise. Crazy.
Okay.
Now, of course, it did spark a bunch of dumbass shit.
Hey, so, Cole, I guess he touches more women than us, bro.
Like, you got some chicks coming in like, oh, I eat in a caloric deficit. I'm 5'5", but I'm 200 pounds. Like, bruh, it started some dumbass conversations. If you eating in a deficit, you shouldn't be gaining weight. That means you're not at a
Yeah, they're not eating in a deficit.
Then it's, oh, well, muscle. I'm like, bro, muscle and fat are the same. It's for weight. Weight is weight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's not true, but all right.
It's a lot of dumbass. But at the end of the day, the prime.
That's why you can't listen to ninjas on the internet.
The point of the conversation was niggas talking about they need slim women. Like, my range of women that I've dealt with in my lifetime, size-wise, has been from, like, Coyle Ray Slim all the way to Jill Scott thick. You feel me? And
brother, never mind.
And, you know, as long as you ain't sloppy and you got a nice, you know, nice, you don't like to eat rocks.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Your face card is straight. We Gucci. So
if her face card is straight, she could be 200. Noted.
It's a lot of skinny women out there, slim women that sloppy built too now. Just because you skinny don't mean you can't be built sloppy. You got little skinny girls who here think because they skinny, they ain't got to do nothing. And they can just eat hot Cheetos and put suckers in their pickles and shit all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And eat McDonald's every day. Then it was a bunch of chicks that like, well, I'm there. Look, bro, it's a difference between, it's a very small group of women who are 5'8 plus and 200 pounds. All right, most of y'all look, you know, about 5'5", 5'4", 200 something. It's a little what? Different. All y'all ain't Meg, all right? I just feel like a lot of the dudes that was complaining in them comment sections, like I said, don't get women or they just lack the assets to deal with women that got meat on their bones, whether that be
here we go.
Between their legs or physically.
So now if you don't want a woman that's 200, now you got a small D. We got men out. We got black men out here D-shaming and other black men. Oh, man. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
That's crazy. Bro, I never thought I'd see some shit like this.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, even if you got a slim woman, bro, throughout the years, a woman's body is going to change. You start talking about kids, just getting older. Woman body going to change, bro.
Plenty of women not blowing up after kids.
Can go up, weight can go down. As long as she ain't my 500 pound life, you should be straight.
So if she's not 500, it's okay. Look at how that's low crazy. They set the bar for y'all, ladies.
That's
look at
crazy.
The expectations for y'all, ladies. Hold on, the video almost over.
You good. You can work with that. Get in the gym. Fix your diet. but that weight fluctuate. That, you know what I'm saying? That's why y'all be worried about the wrong shit. You got to worry about the face call because she pretty in the face.
Yeah,
that
crazy.
Ain't going away.
That's
that
crazy.
Ain't going away. You could always lose weight. But y'all be needing them slim petite women because y'all ain't got no meat down there.
De-shaming.
But at the end of the day, a lot of y'all dudes don't even touch women. So y'all just speak from hypotheticals.
All righty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Guys. American black men have hit an all-time low. That's the craziest shit I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah, no, wow is...
It, wow,
I mean,
bro.
This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. And I'm sure it was coming in the comments eating that up. And like calling him a real man, this and that. Like, ladies, you got to get it together, man. You got to get it together. And it's just crazy how when we bring that up, they always got to bring up this small amount of skinny women that just happen to be unhealthy and out of shape and sloppy. Like, bro, we ain't talking about them. That's not a big issue affecting the community like obesity is. So clearly, we're going to speak on obesity more. But that's the shit, man. And when I tell y'all, the men are the new women. Women de-shame men when they say shit like that. Now it's men de-shaming other men, saying that other men got a small D because they don't want a big back woman?
Big back activity.
It's crazy out here. You go ahead, say what you got to say, Colt.
This dude is some goofy shit, bro. This dude is some goofy shit, bro. Talking about eating McDonald's every day. I'm like, dog, you probably going to be a big back if you eat McDonald's every day. That's part of the problem in the black community. The average weight in the black community for a woman is about 200. And that is actually a problem. That's nothing to be like, holding over like just shaming dudes for. That's an issue. We eating too much in the black community. So now getting the gym, once you get 500 pounds, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So 200 pounds is okay, but a little bit more than that to pushing 300-400. Now you can get in the gym.
Yeah, now we got to address the problem when she's 500. Crazy.
Thank you. Right. You address the problem when it's too late. She already got hypertension at 200 pounds. You already got all these different issues at 200 pounds. Clothes can't fit at 200 pounds. You're getting tired walking up and down the stairs at 200 pounds. You can't barely do the basics at 200 plus pounds. So now you have the threshold all the way up to 500. The threshold already passed 200.
It's crazy.
That's not even the average weight of a woman supposed to be. Like, come on, bro. And this is part of the problem in the black community.
Yeah. And women, y'all get caught up in it, man. Y'all get caught up in the shit. And listen, these guys will tell you this, and, you know, honestly, they just, I hate to say this. I hate to say this. Honestly, they just secretly want to hit.
Yep.
They just secretly want to sleep with you. They looking at your thickness as a good time. These men are not cuffing y'all, unless it's like old boy in a 600-pound video we just watched a few minutes ago. Was you here for that? Did you see that drawing?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, you
yeah.
saw that? Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then the ladies gonna complain because they can't find a good one. It's like, them dudes over there, the girls that got the dudes, y'all not taking them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Y'all want some dudes with some standards? Don't listen to that dude talking about D shaming a dude for having a 200 pound plus chick. Like, come on, y'all.
I mean, I just never thought I'd see the day where, you know, quote unquote straight men was worried about another man D size or trying to imply that he has a small D. That's weird as fuck, bro. Weird as fuck. Acting like females. Crazy out here, man. Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day, bro. When you play that, I wasn't expecting that. I was like, I know homie about to try to cook something, but nah, it was complete opposite.
Yeah, when I saw that, I had to get that on the show, man. But it is what it is.
I'm going to have to react to that one too, dog, for real.
I'll send it over to you when I'm done, man. It is what it is. You don't have to tell the truth, and you know I got to cook.
And he ain't touching this minute. Man, come on, man. You know he can't even touch the girls that they like us, bro.
Yeah, hell no.
He wish you get them chicks.
Yeah, hell no. It ain't happening, bro. It's part of human nature. Whenever people get comfortable or society develops where they have to worry about their survival as much, people get more relaxed. That makes sense. These boys were built like auntie and switching like them too, and the girls were showing their stretch marks.
Thanks, bro.
Nah, it really be dudes in the 7th, 8th grade, big as hell, switching.
No diddy, you know?
Well, we got issues in the black community, dog.
I see it, bro. It's a whole nother topic for another day.
Facts.
Muscles much denser than fat. Absolutely. That's not a flex of a roster. If he's touching on women, call the police. I got you. Call the cops.
Ain't nothing to brag about.
Big Spider in the building. Ain't nobody care about the 49ers. I swear to God, these motherfuckers love to hear themselves talk with the cat in the hat mustache. A simp chaser who's high on life. Only the last place community thinks like this, man.
That's facts.
Real talk.
You know, black people.
No.
I'm 48 and my body hasn't changed. Well, that's the excuse they're using, Jennifer. The ladies love him because he tell them what they want to hear. What a loser. Yeah, guys. I'm real man time. If you say something and a lot of women are agreeing, you're probably fucking wrong. if you say something and women pissed and mad at you, you're probably telling the truth. Don't ask how I know. You know, I'm just saying. The gain weight after childbirth. It's only good for so long, not when your child is about to graduate high school. Yep. Body change. If you make a change, big facts. Don't need to focus on growing a real goatee. Don't watch the podcast if you complain about baby weight and your child is 36. They do that too.
Facts.
There are personal trainers on YouTube giving workouts pregnant and still lean. All facts. Mm-hmm. All black men know is big women, starting with his mom. To his aunties, to his dating options.
I'm not gonna say what race, what mama. People.
I see what he's saying. 500 pounds, ridiculous. Oh, I read that one. It's the same old objectifying women, man. Yep. Marty, you see a Rose Bar section, crab legs, Don Julio, and crumble cookie on your bank statement. Appreciate that 40. You're out of here.
He's stupid, bro.
At this point, I don't even want to argue with ninjas riding for big backs. You got it, bro. You're right.
Yeah,
Remy, what up? The black man's woman is usually bigger than him. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm going to coin this big back funk. That's crazy, bro. But anyway, anything else you want to add before we move on, bro?
I don't even know what to say, man. I can't believe we got so far to where we got to start de-shaming for calling out the black community. Like, it's a real health issue. As long as she got her teeth white and she got a pretty face, damn near she got hypertension and high blood pressure, about to have a stroke, but she looked good in the face. Like, get out of here, man.
It don't matter nowadays, bro.
It must not.
All right, man, let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, we're going to take a trip to Crumble Cookie. And this, you might like this one. It's kind of up your lane because we're going to have a talk about food. Let's check out this incident at Crumble Cookie. And it's white people and black people.
I'm not going to say what race.
Both
what
of y'all.
People,
both of y'all ninjas. Let's check it out, man.
You are.
Oh, my bad. I messed up. Hold up. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy.
Yeah,
stinks.
We're cooked here in America, and the reason I put that video on is just to prove the point that I always make. You don't see this happening in healthy restaurants. You only see this happen at the big back high sugar restaurants. The restaurant with an 800 calorie cookies. I don't even know how many grams of sugar in it. Probably like 50 grams of sugar, probably more than that in a crumble cookie. You see people in there fighting. And when you eat healthy, when you're working out, the foods that you consume or you should be consuming to continue your results, they're going to give you a sense of mental clarity. So you're not going to go to places like this and deal with shit like that. Let alone, you're not going to be feeling irritable to the point where you want to fight someone. Like, I'm sure Kobe the same way. I'm walking around healthy. If somebody starts some shit with me, bro, I'm walking away. I got shit to do. I'm trying to get to the gym tomorrow, right? I'm trying to get back to and work on my business. And I got shit to lose. So the last thing I'm trying to do is be out fighting someone. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you wonder why we got so many crazy people in America, because we're fucking unhealthy. People are crashing out on the highway, putting their middle finger up at people on the road. People just always on edge. It's because we eat like shit. And we don't work out. And we don't release endorphins. And the only thing we do to have fun is fucking drink and smoke and go to Crumple Cookie. And that's why the country is in the state it's in. You got anything on that, bro?
I do. Yeah, people fighting over Crumple Cookie is crazy. But it just goes to show you what the overconsumption of sugar can do to people. I did a show about this, I think it was like last month, talking about the calories in a Crumple Cookie. The average calories in Crumple Cookie, minimum 600 calories.
It's minimum.
Y'all don't even realize that that's more calories than a Big Mac at McDonald's.
Hold on. Big Mac. Say that again.
600 calories is typically the lowest calorie for a regular crumble size cookie. 600 calories.
For the Big Mac,
for just one. Big Mac is 563 calories. One regular crumble cookie is literally more calories than a damn Big Mac from McDonald's. I did a show about this last month, showing the numbers. If you Google it right now, 563 calories in one Big Mac. The average size crumble cookie is 600, between 600 to 850 calories in one cookie.
Bro, that's insane, bro.
That is insane. And people fighting over this. And then they got to think about the sugar. We're not even talking about what it does to the body outside of the fact that it's calories. High sugar intake is...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Linked to a higher risk of depression. There's a study out there that
shows. Well, it makes sense now.
It is. And 28% increased prevalence of depression from every 100 grams of sugar per day. So you guys are eating this sugar and wonder why y'all depressed like a motherfucker. Oversized calories, not working out, and the fact that you have increased depression. You wonder why they're fighting all damn day. Because they can't get their addiction hit. It's like a crackhead that can't get his crack. What you think is going to happen?
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
They're going to try to find a way to get that hit. Same thing at Crumble Cookie. You get them mad, you see what's going on. That's what happens when you intake an overconsumption of sugar without working out, not drinking water, and you know they're not drinking water. They're in there eating crumble cookie, soda, you which is another form of sugar too. So you got to think about all these calories getting added up, man. Compound after compound, depressed.
Crazy. Then had the nerve to be like, I can't lose my fat. Look at how much sugar you putting in your body, man. And it's crazy. Like us, we'll feel better. We'll hit the gym to feel better, right? They'll get some food to feel better on top of all the food they already been eating, you know.
That's crazy.
Or I'm gonna go have a drink, and that's how people cope with their shit, and that's how people, you know, get in a revolving cycle of, and they end up hating their life.
That's
and crashing out one day.
And people don't even. I did a show about this too, man. About same thing with alcohol. Most of these alcohol drinkers out here, they get mixed drinks on Long Island iced tea. It's about the same amount of calories. You're getting about 600 in a Long Island iced tea.
It is. And then even, you know, of course, if you just drink it straight, that's going to be a better option. Or you got like a low calorie option, it's going to be a better option. But it's still poisoning your body. So it's still affecting your body negatively, right? Yep. There's no positive outcome with, you know, excess sugar. There's no positive outcome with excess alcohol. So either way, if you want to get healthier, you want to feel better, you want to look better, you're going to have to cut the shit out completely or cut down on it significantly. And I'm talking like once a month significantly. And you're going to have to go some months without that shit. Just being honest. So
that's facts, especially in the black community, because we just are just way too big. We're just way too big for no damn reason. Like, I don't want to hear nobody say it's genetic. It's no. Hell no, because there's plenty of fit black people out here in this world. So you can't blame genetics. What you can do is you can start working out, eating healthy, drop the alcohol. But the first thing you're going to hear is excuses. When can I have a cheat meal? When can I drink? All this stuff that's going to hold you back from getting to your gains. It's like, why are you going to do the same thing that's going to get you back to where it was? You'd be wasting your time and wasting your money at this point.
Yeah, you've been doing enough cheating. You've been cheating on the meal plan and cheating on your man. You done cheated on every meal plan and meal and man you had ever. You gonna come?
They gonna leave that man if they man cheat, but your ass cheating every goddamn day, eating all this crumble cookie.
yeah, you're the problem, lady. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get in this comment section. Dr. Marco. Shit crazy, bro.
Oh, man.
My meal isn't 800 calories. Holy crumble crack cookies. Yep. Yes, fighting over cookies. Exactly. What in the Popeyes chicken and biscuits is going on here? You know it's bad when white people fighting, too. Some shit must happen. I feel like the white people started it this time, though. I don't think the black people started that one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Was big bag. I think he did start it.
I think he started it, bro.
Yeah, he looked like he started it.
yeah. People was fighting over Popeyes chicken sandwiches. That fight don't count, bro. Chopped would never, and that's so true. We never seen videos of people hopping over salad bar cashiers. Yep. They hangry. I'm shocked that older couple acting like that. Me too. Mm-hmm. Crumble cookie crash outs. Mr. Marty, where you located? I'm in Capitol Heights, Maryland. So I'm like 10 minutes from D.C. And I'm in the DMV area. They'll call you a jelly back for walking away. I ain't getting into a fight unless I'm being attacked. Yeah, I'm not fighting. Thanks, like, bro. I'm just not fighting people, bro. Like, it's no point. Too much risk. Dudes can be eager to try to show how manly and real they are when women are around. Yep. Never had them because I saw how people getting addicted to them. That's true too. They poison. He ain't lying. Crumble cookie crazies. The calories are definitely through the roof. People going crazy. Just one scoop of natural ice cream from Whole Foods for a lot less calories and way less sugar if you want dessert. Crumble is insane. I got to try that. I haven't had the Whole Foods ice cream. You had that?
I just get the dairy-free one. But, I mean, she still got a point, though, because it's way low on calories.
Sugar's a legal drug hitting our culture. Mm-hmm. Worse than the 80s epidemics. Yep. Those cookies are way too sweet. Nah, they definitely are. Like, I can't even eat them joints. aren't even worth wasting calories on. A good center bun is my kryptonite. Yeah, we all got our weakness for real.
Yeah.
And a Sprite, 44 grams of sugar.
Yep.
Sugar also activates the mesolimbic pathway, which is the same one that activates with addiction. Makes sense, mm-hmm. Rhonda. Black people being big is a cultural thing, not genetics. And they passing down them habits. I literally know 300 plus pound 16-year-old black girls. We have to do better. That's crazy.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
The sugar to hoe phrase pipeline can't be denied. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. See you next week.
Break free, you're out.
This guy.
My favorite weight loss friendly dessert is rice cakes topped with a serving size of peanut butter and honey. Okay. Protein ice cream. I tried that before. It's pretty good, man. Let's keep it going, man. All right, we're gonna do some culture slash gym culture before we get up out of here. We got a Russian girl, and she says American guys going to the gym are gay.
No diddy, you know.
Here we fucking go again.
Shit.
I mean, it's crazy out here. Let's check it out.
It is so gay in Russia to go to gym. I know this whole gym culture, people want to be healthy, people want to be better, but like, it's so gay low-key. Guys wearing all of this tight clothes. I mean, to be fair, anything.
I mean, we can't do anything.
Is gay in Russia, but like also, why do you care about your looks so much?
Women care about our looks so much. What I mean...
To me, it means you have enough time. If you have free time, you don't have enough work. If you don't have enough work, you're poor. Trying to pull girls, bet on money, not on your looks.
Oh, brother, and this guy stinks.
I mean, you damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, we in a culture now where if men get fat and sloppy, we got the girls like the one earlier making fun of you for having titties like women. A guy goes to the gym, now he's gay, or he's broke, he's poor. I mean, it's crazy out here, man, you know? So you just got to be built differently, and you got to tune that shit out and don't listen to it, man. What you got on that?
Facts, man. She full of it. She just trying to get over here and get a rich American. That's all she's trying to do. She's trying to just shame all these dudes. Talking about, oppress a woman with your money, not your looks. I'm like, that shit bad too, though. Ain't nobody oppressing no chick with that money anyway. Like, come on now. We can't even do nothing, man.
Can't do shit, man. It's and the comments were diabolical. So many women like, yes, girl, I know. They like being around their gym bros. They like da, da, da. They like being around their gym bros more than their girl. It's crazy out here, man. And I hate this shit for the guys because it's like they just looking for a reason to call us gay. It's disrespectful to gay people, and it's very immature, man. It's crazy. So. But if you look at the guys who are desired the most, they all fit. They all got muscles. You know what I'm saying? Time. Like, shit don't make no sense, bro. So don't listen to these goofies out here. And women, stop agreeing with these goofies. And the women, if y'all friends start saying this goofy shit, y'all got to start checking y'all friends, bro.
Yes.
Y'all got to start checking y'all friends. Because I'm telling you, with guys, if our friends say some goofy shit, we checking them. Like, it's no way somebody going to say some dumb shit. And we not like, bro, you tripping right now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna laugh at you, like, bro. What the fuck?
Exactly.
You doing?
Yeah, you tripping, bro. So, let's get in these comments, and then we're gonna get to the next video. Where we at? Okay, we might gotta try that. She literally just said everything you do in Russia is gay. Crazy. What's she talking about? Why is it your business in Russia? You don't drive your car drive you. Fuck Russia. That's crazy. What the fuck did I just listen to? Did Putin see and approve of this?
Nope.
She would not say that if Putin was watching. They gonna cheat on their man and their diet and still blame their man. He made me do it. Damon, what up? I'm not surprised by this. And honestly, Italian and East European women can act hood like black and Hispanic women too. Oh, brother. So basically, don't be fit, be a trick. That's all it is. That's all they want you to do. Ladies, worry about your men in Russia and keep your mouth shut about our men.
There you go.
Everybody don't deserve access to a camera. What she talking about? I just got back from leg day, and guess what? Two Russian dudes were doing arm work at Planet Fitness. She's trolling. Exactly. That's part of that European culture. They take that weight, the weight serious. So I don't even know what the fuck she talking about, bro. I had an East European female coworker that scoffed at the idea of working out, and even though she's like 27, 28, I bet she's going to have problems. Yep. Someone needs a green card so bad to come to America. That's crazy. sneeze, sleep, wake up, or just plain exist as a man equals gay. Yep. She mad the men desirable don't want her here or Russia. Yeah. That shit just pissed me off. You have standards, you're misogynistic, you go to the gym, you're gay. What is it? Look, if we're talking just Russians, she's right. The big back Vladimir's with the money winning. I guess so. And I hate to sound red-pilled at the time, but chicks call men sassy and gay for everything and then act surprised when men avoid them and just want to hang out with the homies. Uh-oh. Fit dudes don't want her. She lame for that. Sound like a bunch of underachieving big backs live there, and we need a translation for that. All right, man. We got one more. Yeah, this next one kind of crazy, bro. Listen, be careful trying to take videos of your physique in the locker room at public gyms. Uh-oh. First of all, that's not something I do. I'm not taking no physique. Put your phone down and take a physique video at the gym. Just not something I'm doing, especially at my gym. It's a little weird in there, okay? But if you take one of these videos, be careful because you might run into an unk who's a little weird.
No diddy, you know?
Let's check it out. You might run into an old head that's kind of weird. Let's check it out.
Big dude. You want to test how good your strength is? It's out of necessity. Let me show you. You want to test your strength, my nigga?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, no. Oh, no.
As you should, just like that, assassin. Just like that. But listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. I'm not.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, I don't know what gym that is or what's going on. But listen, if
it had been a fight that broke out in there, man.
Keep your hands to yourself. You especially keep your hands to yourself in the locker room. That's not where you go in and start touching people and shit, bro. Like, he's lucky he did that to a calm dude because, bruh. Bruh. Ooh. Yeah, bruh. Yeah, that's hella weird, bro. Hella weird. I don't know what that's all about, but at the same time, don't take videos in the locker room. Just people don't want to be in your videos. So I don't know the situation. I don't know if the old dude had told him to put the camera away. You know, there was no context on the post. But there's no excuse for that, man. What you got on that, bro?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, bro. Like, grown-ass man trying to grab you from the back, dog. Like, bro, it's too much going on right there. Yeah, like you said, I don't know the context. I don't know if, like, they were arguing before. Like, I have no clue. But, yeah, like you said, keep your hands to yourself, man. That's first and foremost because that could have turned terrible. Like, you grabbed the wrong one in the gym, like right. I know it's going up. You hear me?
You do that shit to somebody on the wrong day, it's over for you, bro.
Exactly.
It's a wrap. So yeah, that was probably the weirdest thing I've seen in a minute, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're gonna look at it one more time.
Big dude, you wanna test how good your strength is?
Hold on. He said, what? Do you want to what?
Test how good your strength is.
You want to test how good your strength is?
Oh, okay.
It's out of necessity. Let me show you.
But the whole time, the dude is ignoring him. The dude didn't even say, like, hey, Unc, you weak as shit. The dude ain't even say nothing to him. He just walked up.
Test your strength, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, nah. And then Unc almost got put. Look at the mirror back there. Unc almost got put on his ass.
That's what it was.
Unc got put on his ass.
As you should. Just like that, assassin. Just like that. But listen to what I'm saying.
That ain't how you test nobody. I don't know if they related. Like, I
test somebody, bro.
If that was a random dude, that ain't how you do it, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unc shouldn't be testing no dude.
Unc wouldn't be going home after that damn after the gym. He'd be going to the hospital.
And fast.
There ain't no, bro, what?
it'd been more than that.
And I got it on tape. Oh, yeah, you're cooked. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, that's every reason to go off.
Yeah, I got the tape. It's a wrap for Unk. R.I.P. Unk.
He'll be willing his ass out.
Yeah, he was a good man, but it's over for him.
That is crazy, boy.
Yeah,
I ain't never seen nobody get tried like that at the gym. Like, that's insane.
Nah, not like that. That's crazy right there, bro. That's crazy. Getting these comments. A man taking selfies in general is really feminine. Grown-ass men taking selfies from different angles like a woman. I mean, Gina said, now that's gay.
Exactly. You're going to just grab like a random ass ninja.
That's what you call manhandling? That's crazy. What the fuck was he trying to do? That's gay and sexual assault. It is. Literally, it is. That's why I said he had the camera. At that point, you could crush Unk. Pause. No Diddy. That was crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
Speaking of dudes fighting when women are around, the last motherfucker that did that to me got his ass choked out. Yeah.
Hey, somebody choking the ass.
It's crazy. Uncle Chicken Hawk, he was at those type of parties, and I think this is Planet Fitness. I don't know. Kind of zesty Unk. OG Wildin. Yeah. Bro, what the fuck? You standing after that, man? He's definitely been to jail, yeah. Unk voice went 7 levels higher than before he grabbed him. Unk just came home and said, you're going to have to fight to keep it. Yeah, that's wild. What the handsy, funny smelling Unk is going on here? Scoliosis is crazy. Not going to hold you, but Unk might have gotten popped for real. That's too crazy. Yeah, boy, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't even like people breathing too heavy next to me, let alone touching me. You're catching a 5-pound dumbbell on your way in the parking lot. Yeah, man. You know, Diller would love to be grabbed by the back. That's crazy. I would have fixed this plate. Pause.
Nobody, you know.
Just got done running 5K. Listen to the pod. Ready for race day on Saturday. Thanks for another good episode. Appreciate you, Gene. This time foolery will never happen at the gym I go to. Yeah, man. That's crazy. That's the world we live in though now, man.
Lord, nah. Yeah, he wildin'.
He tripping, bro.
He is wildin'.
Tripping, man. What you got going on the rest of the day, bro?
Man, I was doing some training. So I started my online coaching, man. So the one-on-ones, they going good, bro. So like yesterday, did my training. Today, did my training. I got one more client, and then I got to get right for these videos. You know how I go. Trying to get this content mixed up.
Oh yeah, I already know, man. I already know. 850 Floyd said y'all should make a topic on muscle people getting on the treadmill next to you. Yeah, we kind of talked about that before, but we could talk about it again. But yeah, man, I just been cooking up content, studying what I told you I was studying for, and just grinding, bro. That's it.
Facts. How that studying going, bro?
It's good, bro. It's going good. Right. Yo, it's over for ninjas once I finish.
I'm about to say you try making them upper six figures at this point.
it's You see old boy try to talk shit again the other day?
Who?
White dude.
Oh,
James.
James Cap.
James Cap.
James Cap.
Yeah, Cap man. Ass Cap. Yeah, man.
But he obsessed with you, dog.
Yeah, that shit
at this point, bro. He obsessed with you.
Yeah, man. They talking about I'm obsessed with him. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm responding. I'm like, what the fuck? What you I'm supposed to do? Just not say nothing? Shit crazy, bro. But yeah, man, another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Yeah, Steph, you're late. But yeah, man, I'm go ahead, follow my social. James wants to what? Oh, nah, y'all are crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be wild.
Anyway, go ahead, follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page where you're watching right now. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches. Cop some gear. And Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, plug your stuff, bro.
Yes, sir. Rise and Rise Academy. Follow me on IG, King Olajuwon 21. YouTube, Facebook, Rise and Rise Academy. Come get your sea moss. Come get your liquid herbal tinctures. We got y'all covered. You did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.